Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Oh, whoa. How are you starting?
Did that sound?
You really enjoy this podcast, huh?
No, that's not why I was going.
What was that? You were going, oh, you've just been flat out.
Oh, Jack, it's just, you know, driving here is not the same as a copter. It's not the same as getting here on a helicopter. It's different, Jack.
That's good stuff. That's a good little surprise start from Lulu.
It's very different. No Jeeves around.
So, can we just run the bedwetters through it?
I don't even know where to start.
Maybe start with that fucking hunk of spunk of a pilot.
He was gorgeous.
Hotter than a $1.50
like
pistol.
Stunning. Married, 3 kids.
How old was he?
He's only 33.
Yeah, so he's been punching them out.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to think someone's gorgeous. Isn't it illegal?
That's, you're dead right, Louisa.
It's not illegal.
You're simply admiring the aesthetic of an individual.
Exactly. It was gorgeous. It was. So when we were
give it to us start to finish.
Okay, so we arrive, and I've obviously never been in one of these choppers, is what we would call them.
Except for when you were going back and forth to school. Yeah, post-cinema session. Yeah. Yep. That's cool. So post-cinema, into the chopper, straight to school. To school for 3 hours till your parents would pull you out, back in the chopper.
With Jeeves.
Home for, you had McDonald's in your house like Richie Rich. Back for 17 quarter pounders.
Polar opposite, but thank you so much.
Okay, yep.
So we arrived there and we had the big chopper.
Yeah, the bopper.
It was a big one. It was scary though because the whole front was glass.
Love that.
But it's like if that went ploughing down, that's a lot of glass in your face, you know?
Last thing you're probably worrying about, bud. You'd probably worry about the impact rather than the glass.
Yeah.
You'd probably be dead upon impact.
Oh, you'd definitely be dead.
You know what I mean?
There's not a lot surrounding you from the outside and the chopper.
It's a tremendous observation.
When we hopped in, though, I've sat in the front seat next to him and then Tor was next to me, Asher and Brooke were in the back. And I go, where do I hold on to where you take off? And he goes, definitely.
Just unzips his zipper.
Judge. That is.
What?
Just, excuse me.
It's not good enough.
It's very early on the podcast.
You're right.
It's just, raise the bar.
Oh, he raised his bar. Let me tell you. Okay. All right, you're right.
But
Sorry.
He said, definitely not that. And that was like the ejector. You know, we talk about the ejector.
Bullshit.
Well, he didn't.
But
tell,
no, hold on.
He didn't tell me it was the ejector. I just imagined in my head it was. But it was a big button, no, a big lever. So that would surely be the ejector.
I don't think that chopper would. Only military choppers would have ejector seats.
Well, I'm lying then.
Yeah.
I must be wrong.
It would have.
I made that. I fully made. Like he told me not to grab that, but in my head I was like, well, that's the ejector.
Well, did you not ask? Like, well, what is that? Okay.
I think
Hugh Shardy's in, the girl's too excited.
Yeah, that's a valid point. But I think maybe my imagination was either it was the ejector seat or like it opened the glass at the front. No?
I'd highly doubt the windscreen could be opened by a lever, okay, by a passenger.
Well, he was very adamant on me not touching it. And you know what that means? I want to touch it. What?
What are we talking about?
The lever.
Oh, yeah.
No, the lever. Fucking, the helicopter lever.
Yeah.
You're sick.
I am.
Get your head out,
Louisa,
of
I am.
The gutter.
That's in the gutter perpetually.
Yes. And then he took us over the bloody harbour bridge.
So how long did it take to get there?
Well, he took us on a scenic tour. It only took 45 minutes. But if we'd gone straight there, did say it would have been 20 minutes.
Really?
But he took us like around the harbour bridge, saw the Opera House.
That's mad.
Saw Rose Bay. I could see my...
Where's that?
It's eastern suburbs, right, Sydney. Right. And then you could see Vaucluse.
Did you see the Roho? Oh, I know that suburb.
Didn't see the Roho.
You didn't see the Roho?
Saw a lot of fancy Point Piper houses.
Okay.
And then we went over to Manly and then we went Freshwater, Avalon, Palm Beach, all around.
So fucking, where did you actually have lunch?
Hunter Valley. And then we went over Gosford, Avoca.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went inland, Jack. We went inland and we went through the forests. And then we landed right outside the restaurant. So there's a helipad where you just plop down and then you're right inside.
So how many girls were in the chopper?
Four.
So how many wait staff did you all spit on?
That is very rude. We were very kind to the man pouring our rosé and bringing over multiple tequilas and Aperol spritzes.
You told me that you and the girls were spitting on his jacket when he turned around.
I've made a TikTok of the whole trip that I'm going to get Jarch to voice over for me.
You'd be like,
oh my God, girls, best fucking day ever.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Can
to
I be honest though?
Yeah.
It actually probably was one of the best days.
Well, like, mate, it's pretty unreal.
It was an unreal experience. Like, it was fucking awesome. Great company. We went to Bistro Malone's. Malone, I don't know. Malone's? Malone's.
Yeah, Post owns it. I think. Didn't he just buy that?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
Post Malone?
Yeah.
So he named it Post Malone's.
Yeah.
But legit the best food ever. And then Lulu was a little bit sleepy. So I had an espresso before we left.
Did
but
you?
It was funny because on the trip over, we're all like sober, you know, having a good time looking out the window. Ooh, you know, a few selfies, a fair few.
Okay.
And then on the way back, we were all blind. Like,
yeah.
So drunk. We'd been drinking for like 3.5 hours.
There would have been a stark lunch. Contrast between him taking you. Oh, this is gorgeous.
So one of the girls goes, like through the little chopper things, goes, has anyone fucked in here? And he was so polite that he was just like, hasn't happened while I've been in here, but I've, you know, heard some stories and things like that.
He would have.
I obviously, because you could hear me through the thing, I was pretending to be like a captain of a big, you know, Qantas flight. So I was going, thank you so much for joining us aboard. We will have the wait staff. The flight attendants coming through soon with refreshments. Card only if you're paying for things. Thank you so much for joining us, our Qantas flight rewards passenger. But I was very good at it because I was a bit tipsy. And then we tried to record it, not realising that obviously it's so fucking loud in the helicopter.
You can't hear a fucking thing.
But everyone was having a giggle in the plane.
So,
in the chopper,
oh, so we kind of should have been there for that one.
Yes, but I'm so sorry you weren't invited. Jeeves was instead of
it's
you.
Very hurtful.
Then we went from Mascot to the city, straight to Jackson-on-George, new place. A lot of suits.
Okay.
But actually not really. And then I look at my bloody watch. I ended up at Bar Toddy's for dinner at midnight. So this, imagine this. I've been drinking from 12 p.m.
Yep.
I'm at Bar Toddy's having Negronis for
Did
dinner.
Did you eat?
Yeah.
Are they still open for dinner?
Yes, on a Thursday. And there was a DJ. I didn't get home till 4 a.m. That's a 16-hour stint for LDD.
It's a good stint, Lulu.
It's a fucking huge stint.
Good stint.
And then, you know. That's a very wanky weekend, if I say that.
Say it. Hey, give us the cherry on top, sugar.
Well, then I had to set up my sauna in the morning.
Fuck me, Sagan.
But in saying that, the helicopter was a gift.
Yeah.
The sauna was purchased from me to me for Christmas.
Correct.
And so I...
Correct.
I had someone help me set it up.
God, you poor bloody thing. So you've gone bloody 16 hours after a chopper, and then you've had to wake up the next blooming day, Louisa, you know, and you've had to set up a fucking sauna.
It's just, it's appalling. And Jeeves wasn't around.
Darling, I would have shot somebody.
Well, I had to call in reinforcements because Jeeves was out.
So when you had help setting up the sauna, where the fuck was my fucking call?
You wouldn't help me.
Of course I would help you.
Would you? Were you playing golf?
Oh, Friday. Yeah, I was.
You're dead right. Someone else to help me set it up.
Fair.
And he...
Who?
Just a mate.
Nice, mate. Yeah, nice.
And he helped me set it up, and he... While like he was letting me use the drill, so I was like, oh, I'm pretty fucking good at this. And I was like,
Shocker, right?
Yeah, no, I'm really good at using a drill. And I would go up and make us tequilas because it was a boiling hot day, you know.
Oh,
setting up a sauna. You've obviously got to have some tequilas.
It's essentially slave labor.
Exactly what
I said. Do you know
what
I mean? You're essentially an Egyptian chipping away at granite.
That was exactly what I said, Jeff. So I only made us tequilas. Anyway, later that night, we were all at my mate's house, like for kick-ons on the Friday night. And the girls were like to him, oh, like, how did Lou go setting up the sauna? And he was like, oh, 10 out of 10, easily. And then he goes, oh, actually, I wasn't going to tell anyone this, but every time I would go upstairs to make us more drinks, he would re-drill all the holes I'd done because they weren't in properly.
Apparently, like, he's like, she'd go up there and it was just this fucking rickety thing. Like, the purpose of a sauna, keep the heat in. Very hard to do if you're not drilling it properly. Bye, Tobbs.
Bye, Tobler.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you so much, you sweet purple angel.
So yeah, he is a little purple boy today.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my weekend, and then I had a beautiful day at the beach on
Saturday.
Had a few rosés at Club Rose Bay, which potentially could be the new Rojo, guys.
Oi, hold on.
By the kayaks. It's outside, it's summery. I think Rojo's our winter pub.
Who were we talking about that place
with? Bushel. Club Rose Bay is the summer spot, and so is Diggers. They also know about the curry night video. I was there on Sunday.
Who, the Bondi Diggers crew?
And her, I think her name's Sandy. She came over. And said, thanks so much for the shout out.
Oh, one of the blokes would have told her because he likes the point. Sandy's a sweetheart.
She's
a sweetie. So we essentially go to the Bondi Diggers, which is, we love it because they do a curry night every Thursday.
Well, that's where you guys do your dance squad.
And that's where we obviously practice for our step up, like our dance battles and shit.
Yeah.
And it's one of these fucking gems that's like still an old school golf club on the top of the hill. Probably got the best view of the fucking, of Bondi and that. Cheap schooners, grouse feeds.
Phenomenal schnitties.
Good schnitties. Like, it's just a fuck. It's just, we love it.
They also do those double doozies, which are like 1.6 standards.
True.
Just if you were wanting to get extra drunk.
Yeah, well,
it's a tip for you.
It's quite nice on a Thursday. So, yeah, shout out to Sandy and the crew at the Diggers. Because also, grouse raffles there too. I won it twice. In a row once, and Dave hadn't won it since the like 2.5 years that he'd been there.
Oh, he was there on Sunday.
Yeah.
He loves drinking.
So you were back there Sunday.
Yep.
So you went, sorry, buddy, let me just clarify. You went Thursday, 16 hours, Friday, sat on a sauna and tequila sodas, getting pissed. Saturday, Rosés, down at Clon Rose. Okay. We gone Sunday, back up to the Diggers to get fucking... So what's happening? Is everything okay at home, buddy?
Everything's...
We fine? We're okay.
Better than fine.
Okay, we're good.
I should feel terrible today. I feel tremendous. I'm very piss fit.
Yeah.
It's this time of year, though.
Yeah, she's kicking, isn't
it? Like, it's... I am piss fit. If I was in the CrossFit Championships for drinking, the big dog LDD would be coming first place.
What do you think of people who refer themselves in a third person? As a third person?
A very cool person.
So who would you say is the coolest person ever?
Probably me.
Who's that?
The big dog LDD.
Director Mundi.
What do you think of them?
Bit fucked. Except when it's daddy.
Oh.
I'm daddy, by the way.
Can I clarify something? Who is daddy that you jumped in? And
yeah.
You're right.
I've saved myself. Well, Lulu, I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad that you got to experience what it is to be the upper echelon of society.
The helicopter was a one-in-a-lifetime experience, and I don't think I wouldn't be affording that myself, would I?
Probably not. So
how much do you reckon that would set you back?
I got no idea, but I can't imagine that she'd be cheap.
Yeah.
I had a relatively sleepy weekend.
That's not true. You messaged me at 1 a.m. on Friday. You FaceTimed me and said, I'm coming to join you.
But relatively sleepy.
You didn't join me, though. So that's when I knew the daddy, your daddy, by the way, had ghost bombed me before even arriving.
Well, I was pretty pumped. I was like, fuck yeah. I don't know if I'm ready.
But you had been at the golf day since.
I'd had a golf day. So we kicked it off probably quarter to one.
What time was the golf day?
Quarter to one on Friday. Shout out to Breaking the Yips and the last hacker event of the season. So I was at the Bondi Golf Course. Fucking Clary Bulk, old Clacker.
I saw owner of this Motorino. Video.
You know the Motorino kit? It's Grouse fucking kit.
But he got a hole in one.
He got a hole in one.
I saw the video. Was that like a long hole?
We're okay. Let's just move through it. Let's push through it because we're adults.
Don't bring it up.
I'm not gonna.
Did he get a long hole?
So we're standing there. We're having a good – it's a good day. The weather was on our side.
What time was kickoff?
Kickoff, we had a couple of cheeky scoops beforehand. I think we might have teed off at fucking round 1:30. So we'd had a couple of leg openers, you know, just bloody into the bloody
– Sorry?
A couple of leg openers.
I'm sorry?
What? Early beers.
Leg openers?
Yeah.
For whom?
Us.
Why?
Get us excited. Get us pumped about the day.
But what are you doing with your legs wide open?
Listen, I can show you the videos. But you probably wouldn't like them. Couple just to warm us up.
Okay.
Okay. We get to the third hole. The third hole. And then we decided we might as well start playing golf. I know.
What, 34 and 30?
Yeah, that's not good, buddy.
We can't even say the word hole without pissing ourselves laughing.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Like, it's actually fucked.
Yeah, but...
Like, go forth, no more giggles at the hole. Yeah,
yeah. So third hole, I was like, boys, I'm stuffed. It's fucking... Anyway, so we get third hole. We all hit them. Not great. Okay, I do a pretty good one. It was the best shot so far. I'm like, okay, boys, we're good.
So you're really good at golf?
No, but we're playing Ambrose. So it's like whoever fucking... Ambrose means we're in a team of four. So you go off the best person's shot. So if three of you have shockers and one of you hits a smokes it,
perfect.
You're like, we'll use Eddie's.
Okay, cool.
So I did a good shot. And I was like, sweet, we're good. We're going to smoke these fucking cunts on this hole. Clacky gets up, smacks it. I'm like, that looks pretty good. I said, mate, that's pretty good. I reckon that'll roll down the hill a bit. You reckon you're all right. Then three blokes start running over the hill like it's the fucking, like it's the ride of the Rohirrim, if you know.
Just randoms. Or like
the boys that were playing, running over screaming. They're going, yes, yes. And we're like, fuck off. No, bullshit. And my initial thought was like, they've been up there conspiring, saying, oi, next one to hit, let's just run down and pretend. And the closer I got to them, the more I could see in their eyes the pure passion and surprise that they felt from what they just witnessed. And they were like, it hit the bank and it just rolled down, it's in. And so we all just sprint up to the hole, and lo and behold, ball in the hole. Clacker got a hole in one. Those days are so fun.
Yeah.
As they, like.
Well, I would love to come, but it seems like it's for men only.
Strictly, yeah.
Why?
Well, just because we don't need the yammering.
Excuse me.
It is strictly not a men-only event. It just
me
seems
and my girlfriends would have 44 million times better chat than all of you.
44 million?
Yes.
That's good chat, buddy.
Yeah.
Stand
by that.
Give it like 15 million.
No.
You're going 44.
I'm going 44.
You're 44 million.
I might even go 49. I might even go 69 million.
Yeah, there we go. I knew where mummy was going with that one. Your mummy, by the way. No, it's an invitational. So
well,
you book
I'd like
tickets.
To come to the next one.
Well, fucking book a ticket.
Well, no one tells me about it. You're keeping things from me.
It seems
you
like
you didn't want me there.
Seems like you're not interested in golf. Otherwise, you'd know about it.
Who's getting golf lessons? Ding, ding, ding. The big dog LDD at Moor Park. So suck my dick. Sorry, the aggression took over me, but. Yeah, champion, I'm interested in golf.
Well then, hey, how about instead of making us do it, you do a little bit of fucking research yourself, get on the website. Hey, here's an idea. Buy a couple of tickets for you and your girlfriends
then
come and play.
I will.
Okay, next hacker.
When's the next one?
Next year.
Dior, when's the next one?
I don't know, like January, March, somewhere in between then.
So February?
Maybe.
If it's in maybe. Between January and March, it's a good guess.
Great, I'll be there.
Be there or be square. Well, I'm holding you to
you
it.
You know what that means? Be around. I'll shake my head.
That felt right.
Could I ask a question? Are you sweating?
Like a whore in church.
My legs.
Let's just, if we can't talk about golf, where are we going to go from here?
I know.
Let's just.
But very.
Wet.
Wet.
Yeah. Anyone else just get a bit hotter? Now, I wanted to put something to you that I've always found weird about myself. When I'm got a big event, like, so I was, we've got the Hello Sport Chrissy party on Wednesday.
Mm. And we mean well. It's a joint thing. We're also part of this company, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, it's a Shane Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, sorry.
It's ours as well.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's our Christmas party
too. Cool. Okay.
Bloody three of us.
Well, that's there we go.
Yeah. And Toby, RIP.
See you soon, dog.
Hopefully not too soon. Hey, Jinx. I just said hopefully not there soon.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep. Now, I've got this thing, Lulu.
Yeah.
And I've had it, and I don't know how to explain it. And I don't know why I operate like this. That Christmas party on Wednesday starts at 1:45. During the day, I find myself completely lost because all I can focus on is the fact that I'm so excited about this party that I got coming up. So on the Hacker Major thing, I had to kill time until 12. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, I can't even get up to make myself make food because I feel like somehow that's taking away time from what I'm doing. It's the fucking bizarre. And I've always been like it because I'm so excited about it that I can't. It's almost like it renders me useless to do anything else.
So you don't do anything for the...
I struggle, like...
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. Like, if I know I've got the big Christmas party, I'll be like, cool, I'm going to do Pilates, go for a walk, wash my doona, admin.
See, that's what I'd love to do, but it's so weird. It's almost like I can't bring myself... All I do is, like, pace around the house.
You should think of it the other way around. Like, we're starting so early, we need to be at the boat by 1:45. So you're like, fuck, I don't have a lot of time in the day. I should jam some shit in.
Dude, I completely agree. Yeah. There we go.
Fucking sake.
A moderately serious conversation for a minute and a half. And we're just back into it. Well, I'd love to jam something in. But at the end of the day, like, no, mate, like, that's why I don't know how to explain it. Bedwetters, if any of you have this phenomenon,
would you like me to plan your morning for you?
But I think that even if I've got shit planned, like, somehow I won't do it.
Come over for a sauna and we'll go for a hot girl lap and then we'll go do some weights at the stadium.
Yeah, I can do something because I need something because otherwise I just – all I do is fixate on the fact I've got this party and I'm so excited. I'm like, fuck, do I just start drinking now, like at home? Or like, what?
I wouldn't be doing that at 7 a.m.
No, well, the boat party starts at 1:45.
You could have a drink at 12.
That's what I mean. I
Why
need something to do.
Why don't you come down to mine beforehand?
I would love to.
And we have a cheeky tequila.
So you've never had this – have you never had that experience?
No, well,
you're so
I'm
excited
like,
about something you
I'm
can't
I'm
even.
I'm excited, but I'm more like I don't want this to just take up my entire day. I'm going to do shit early in the morning.
See, dude, I can't do it. Dior, have you ever experienced this?
I don't know about like excitement, but I used to get the same when I worked at the pub and I would start an Arvo shift. I would just be like, well, I'm working. I don't want to make myself tired. I'm just going to do nothing all morning until
yeah.
my work shift.
Yeah, yeah,
I gotta
yeah.
I got to conserve my energy.
Yeah, fair.
I'm the opposite. If I know I've got something in the Arvo, I'm like, well, I'm going to jam pack my week through.
Yeah, that's what I kind of need to do because otherwise it's like I'm lost. And it's like, even when I try and do something, I just struggle. And then I'm just, because all I can think about is how excited I am for this party.
Well, Jack, how are we gonna cure this? What are we going to do?
Well, I think you actually need to actively be like, oi,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Come over in the
come
morning.
Down. We're going to go do this shit.
Come have a sauna. Then we'll go for a hot lap. Then you go home. Then you and Steph come down, have some drinks at mine. And then we'll get to the boat.
See, and you know what I hate?
What?
The like... the thought of having to leave, then leave you and go home.
Well, I can come with you if you want.
But I don't know what it is, mate.
I'll come up to yours and get ready.
No, no, no. I'll do that. But I'm like, fuck, I'm home now. This is admin. Like, I just want to be there. It's so weird.
It is.
It is fucking bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
And I've never thought, like, I've never really sat down and thought about it until on Friday when I was just waiting. I'm like, why have I always been like this?
Mm.
Where I just cannot do anything. And then when it gets there, I'm like, I am so fucking happy to be here.
I'm so excited. It's going to be the best day ever. It's going
to be fun. We're going on a boat.
It's going to be lit.
Fuck, you'll be nearly on every form of transport. What's up, babe?
Have you guys got your costumes ready?
What? You don't gamble me,
fuck off, dealer.
Don't you fuck with
me. No,
what are you talking about?
No, I've got a, you don't know the theme? Fancy dress I'm wearing over my bikini. Don't fuck with me.
No, but it's like, it's dress up. It's
no,
costume.
It's not.
It's not, because Steph and I were talking about it.
Okay, it's good from you, buddy. I like where your head's at.
You could have stuck with me on that, Josh. Well, but get well,
no, I was aware of it.
Yeah, she was too, because I was scared. I was going to get stitched up too. I would show up dressed like fucking
good God.
Old mate from Kiss, like Gene fucking, what's his name?
When I stand up from
Gene
here,
Simmons. Yeah.
No, Simmons. Guys, you don't understand. It's going to be stained.
What?
Because I'm that sweaty.
I didn't even think this conversation was like that exciting.
Just because it's that, is there like no aircon on or some shit?
Buddy, we don't have aircon.
Oh.
We just got these fans, but.
They're not doing their job today.
And hey. Bedwetters, when I say fans, I mean there are literally seven bedwetters with palm leaves. Doing this behind the cameras and throwing us grapes. We don't have an electrical thing that moves on the roof. I needed to make that very clear.
Do you know, I went for a walk the other day with Tor and I was just like, God, Bondi is beautiful. Like, our backyard is stunning, Jack. But there is one thing that is very hard living in the East is you bump into every person you don't want to see. So in the vicinity of...
I think that happens everywhere, darling.
Yeah, but it's a small bubble. The eastern suburbs, for everyone listening, is an area of Sydney referred to as the east.
Why?
Well, Jack, it's on the eastern side of Sydney.
Correct. It's on the east coast of Australia, right? It's east coast. It's where the beaches are. It's the eastern suburbs. Now, it's a pretty flash area.
It is.
The eastern suburbs is like the fancy area.
We're very blessed to live here.
Yeah, we're fucking broke.
We are fucking broke from living here. This place is a hole. I mean, it saved a cent.
Oh,
I
mate,
put it straight into jeans.
I'm wigging out.
Yeah, it's same.
Anyway, it is what it is.
Christmas
that's fucking
time.
Life.
Christmas time, whatever. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Suck me
we'll make
this
money
station.
Next year.
Yeah, Lou, you must like cry about how broke you are in your sauna, right? Just after the helicopter.
Get fucked, Dior. I saved up for that. And I will use it four times a week. And it will be like, instead of going for a hot girl lap with a friend, I'll say, come over for
to
a sauna.
To be fair, I've looked them up. You got it on a sale. They're actually pretty fucking
that's
cheap.
That's what I reckon as well. It was a fucking decent price and it's hot as fuck. I christened it last night.
I know blokes that have spent more on rims than fucking I could get a sauna. Wheels.
Oh. You mean like at the like Prof. rim job? Yeah,
probably. Probably I know like, that too. Josh. Probably know a few blokes that have done that too, Lulu.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Plenty worse things people would spend their cash on.
Correct, Amundi.
Sauna.
Now, continue.
But so in the space of going from one end of South Bondi to North Bondi, we see a guy that she'd entered it with, bump into him, walk along, bump into the guy that I'd been seeing.
Fuck me swinging.
Yep. Had to chat with him and it was just like, it was all fine. But you know when it's like kind of like passive aggressive in a way and like these little moments, like
it was
sweet.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
just little moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And they keep walking and then another guy that I'd seen like 2 years earlier in Bondi.
Right.
I was like, who the fuck is next?
Mate. Then maybe your future guy. No, you're okay, buddy. You're fine. All right?
Okay.
You're fine, buddy.
But when we got to the third guy, we thought, fuck it. We're getting out of here.
Mate, you gotta.
We just turned back and we thought there'd be someone else popping up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's admin, mate. It's like, this is why sometimes you just gotta ignore. You gotta spot them, head down it, fucking trudge, mate.
Well,
especially you got headphones in. Or do what I do to every motherfucker on the street that's charity. Because I already do my bit. Now, don't think, guys, that I'm not charitable. I do my bit. But I've chosen my charities and I do my bit. So the cunts on the street can miss me with it. So every time I see him, it's like phone out the pocket. Yeah, bruh. Did he? Tomorrow. Fair dinkum. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, if you want to meet up 10 a.m. tomorrow, then That's a pretty good phone conversation.
That was very good.
You think that was real?
I get so awkward. I always end up talking and often giving.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
What do you mean by giving?
What the fuck are you giving?
Oh, you're talking about charity people, not the ex-boyfriends. That is sorry. That makes a lot more sense.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I assumed you were talking about the ex-boyfriends. What are you giving them?
No.
One thing comes to mind, but you were talking the charity people.
Charity people.
The cheaple.
But the ex-boyfriends, the. Oh, well, they weren't funny. Ex-boyfriends, but like people I've seen. The first one like saw us, like arms wide out, like big hug, like keen to stop. That was like a 10-minute combo.
Yeah.
The second one was like, there he is, head down. Didn't need to stop though. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You get away with a wave, if that.
How you going?
Yeah. How's it, champion?
Mate, I feel ya. I escaped that this weekend on Saturday.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When I went down to Dungog with my mate Tomsy and Ando and his miss
Tongo,
Jingo,
Palongi,
Grobo,
Mango,
Sterlo,
fucking,
no, there was just the five of us. And let me tell you, it was like something out of a movie.
Mm.
So beautiful and green. You know how fucking hot it was on Saturday? It was 44 degrees as I was driving by passing Newcastle. 44 degrees. I'd wind down the window. It was like a fucking someone had a bloody,
I know.
Bloody, what they called, hairdryer.
I spent the day in the water. I just lay there.
How hot was it in Sydney?
Like 36. I just literally lay in the shallow end of the water at one of the harbour beaches.
It's all you could do.
Oh, I did a few jumps, a few bombs off the wharf.
Oh, nice, huh?
Well, more like a block my nose and...
Yeah, ick. So we get out there. It's like 40-some degrees. And then, so we're swimming in this river, just drinking whiskey, drinking beers in the river, just floating in the river. And I'm like, fuck, this is living. We go back up to the house, go back down to this other spot. I've got to take you there, dude. Mm. It's like this beautiful river.
Dugong. Isn't that a type of...
No, Dungog.
Oh.
There we go. Yes. Let's listen.
But that is a type of, like, dolphin.
A dugong. Yeah, it is a type of fucking dolphin, isn't it? Or is it like a seal?
A dugong is like a manatee. I don't know. They're just their own thing.
They're their own thing, but it's more like a seal thing, isn't it? Like a manatee or...
Yeah, I guess closer to a seal than a dolphin.
Actually, what the fuck does a dugong look like?
I never knew what they were until I worked in breakfast radio.
Yeah, sorry, you worked in...
I, Louisa Clearedalton, used to do the quizzes for breakfast radio on Nova.
Breakfast Lou, can I say something? If you'd worked in breakfast radio, I'm sure me, Dior, Willie B, Tobbs, we'd all know that.
No, guys,
never fucking mentioned
it. I wrote the quizzes for Fitzy and Whipper every morning. And dugong was one of the questions.
What was the question? Or was it an answer?
There was the answer, sorry.
There you go, that's a dugong.
Don't you think they look like a little bit like 8-year-old Lou?
They do, just in terms of sheer mass.
Just slightly.
Whoa, what the fuck, dude? They're like a healthy mix between a fucking a dolphin and a seal kind of.
Yeah, or like a walrus.
A walrus.
They got those big, like, slobbery hoovers at the front.
Yeah. Wow, Dugongs are pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
I like them. Anyway, so not Dugong, near Dungog. Beautiful rolling green hills, swimming
where
in this river.
Dungog?
It's like fucking, it's up towards sort of the same way we'd go to Walker. It's sort of along that route, right? Except a little bit more west. Don't bring root into it, Lou. I saw the face. Okay, we are adult. Anyway, in this river, I'm just, and when I'm in those moments, I'm just like, how, I can't help but just be like, oi, boys, how fucking good is this?
Is there crocs in the rivers?
Fuck no, not down here.
Only in Cairns.
Yeah, up north, like central Queensland, far north Queensland. Don't know, they technically probably could get down to Brisbane.
Northern Territory?
Yep.
Perth? Going too far around.
I think so.
Sorry, carry on.
No, he's... Might as well just fuck myself.
Sorry, ruined your story.
I've just been talking about my weekend and...
Sorry, I just wanted
just
to
brought
know.
Two animals into it. It's like telling a story and all you like a child. You're like, what isn't a dugong an animal? Are there crocodiles there?
Well, I'm a zoologist.
You see any koalas? Did shot a koala. No. Joking.
Don't I'm joking. Me.
But then this fucking huge storm rolls through and I'm like, oh, this is going to be unreal. And it was, because beautiful big storm. And I was like, that's why it was so hot.
Rain.
That's why it's so fucking hot. Pre-storm. Always so
is
hot.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Think about those really hot days. Like, oh, this is muggy. And then there was lightning strikes and the hills all lit up on fire.
The machine didn't say that it was going to rain. Like, I mean, the weather app, not machine.
It is so difficult to tell you a story.
No, Judge, I'm just interested in questions.
That have nothing to do with anything.
You were talking
Dugongs,
about the weather.
Crocs, fucking blah, blah.
You were talking about the weather, so I chimed in with the weather. My throat's gone.
Big weekend for the girl. Now,
that
listen
is
up.
Very inappropriate. You were insinuating that I had done something.
I thought you were giving.
Oh, Jack.
Well, you said previously.
Put a bloody disclaimer at the start for Jill. You've been terrible.
I have been terrible this podcast.
No, fuck her. She can listen to it here. Sorry, Mum. Nothing's happened. He's lying. I might need a pit stop. Like, honestly.
To wipe your pits.
Stand up. But I'm. It's,
it is sweaty. You, let's have a little.
I don't want to. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Mate. Lulu goes surfing. On Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
You know, I listened back to that bit one day, and you sound very good.
I'll start blushing here in a second if you're not careful, lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're a sweet angel, aren't you?
I'm a sweet angel from the Northern Rose
from the,
Bay.
From the land of the long white cloud.
Yep. First headline. Canadian cyclist riles nearly 81 miles hands-free.
Riles?
Miles. Did I say rile?
Yeah.
Where did I get the R
I was like, who's he riling up? Rides, I think you meant.
Yes, miles.
So
that's
fucking hell.
I said miles.
Yeah, that's not you. You said a Canadian cyclist riles 81 miles for the. I said riles rides. And you said yes, miles. I'm like, okay, just fucking.
The heat's got to me, guys.
Yeah, it has.
I'm like full sweating.
It has. Okay, so wait. I didn't even hear it. Say it again.
Well, now I'm. Hang on.
Oh, you're gonna have to like.
I'm gonna scroll back up. Canadian cyclist rides nearly 81 miles hands-free. For a Guinness World Record, he rode 80.95 miles in a time of 5 hours and 37 minutes. I remember
have
when Franco...
Have one of them blue things in the ear, did he? Dad joke.
Hands-free for 5 hours and 37 minutes. But what I was saying is I remember when I got my trainer wheels off and Franco...
Last year.
Pretty much. And I'd cycle along and then Dad would be like, we wouldn't allow, he would not encourage us to take our hands off. He'd always be like, make sure, you know, two hands on the steering or the biking handle rail.
Handlebar. Yeah, of course.
And so I've never really learnt how to do it. Like if I went for a bike ride now, I couldn't. I could do one hand, but not two.
I think it's
it's like, almost like you're on a unicycle.
I know what you mean by that. But, nah, it's pretty easy. Like, it's just like you've got to be going, like, I think it must be a bit hard if you're going slow. If you're going pretty fast, because the bike just sort of goes itself.
Well, you wouldn't do it downhill.
Well, you could.
But you wouldn't do it uphill either. You'd do it on a flat surface.
It'd be tough.
Surface. I said surface.
Surface. Flat surface. That's what you yelled at the wait staff at the Hunter Valley. This surface is flat. You're all flat. More flair.
You know, when I uploaded the helicopter, like, carousel, whatever the fuck it's called on Instagram, everyone's going, rich little girl with her sauna and helicopter, aren't you? And then people being like, 8-year-old Lou, the helicopter wouldn't even take off. And then because the caption had something to do with Jeeves, and then people would come to me like, if you know, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
Because people who don't listen to podcasts would be like, what a wanker.
Fuck it.
I don't care.
Who gives a shit?
It's for the bedwetters.
Correct. Now, yeah, that's an interesting. So he did that in Canada.
Yes,
traditionally
Jack.
Mountainous country, that Canada. I wonder if he was going up and down or whether he was fucking just swinging straight.
He said he had a lot of practice riding without using the handlebars. And he fundraised for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary. And he said, what? What are you getting?
What else did he say?
He said, personally, I find it to be more comfortable position to be in rather than hunched over. I can text, change the song, get anything out of my backpack, all while riding my bike. It's like second nature for me.
It's actually not a bad point.
Yeah. And he's hoping that in 2024 I can attempt the record for the world's largest ice cream party / social.
This guy,
I shouldn't laugh. That's adorable. But he's going from the fundraising on the handlebars to the world's largest ice cream party.
Well, he seems like a sweet little angel, doesn't he, Robert?
He does.
Now, very good on you, aren't you, Robert?
Well done, Robert.
Clever
well done,
effort.
Little Robert Murray.
Good
very
little handless
uncle.
Rider, aren't you?
And he'll soon be a little ice cream man.
Aren't you?
Or maybe a big ice cream man.
Yeah.
Next one reads, yep. Stranded cat avoids rescue by jumping from a top utility pole. A top?
A top. A top of utility pole.
So this cat.
A top. It's a top of utility pole, buddy. What did you think a top was?
Well,
buddy?
Jack, I'm tired and sweaty.
Run me through what you thought a top, a utility pole was. Run me through that.
I just thought a top would have been the type of pole.
A top, a utility pole. It's a utility pole.
Explain to me, sorry.
It was a top of utility pole. Simply meaning it was on top of it.
No, because the A top is put together.
Yeah, from a top.
What's happened?
Correct, because a top is a word.
Oh,
it was a top of utility pole.
Oh.
Okay, bud. Okay. Look, to her defense, it is criminally hot in here, but fuck me swinging.
So sorry.
Okay.
Well, back to the cat.
Yep.
He took a flying leap from the top of the pole.
From atop it, yeah.
And the incident was caught on camera. Alice Reed said her cat Coco was likely chased up the pole by a neighbourhood dog.
This is bringing up tension.
And he spent 2 hours crying for help from the pole.
You know, mum's cat's gone missing. It's called Coco. You've just brought up. So sorry, Janelle.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Janelle. Janelle. It's just Lulu just fucking, she doesn't care. She never has. Coco's missing.
Let's stop Lulu go surfing and chat.
Well, Coco's missing.
When,
do you want to hear a yarn? Not a funny yarn, but
when
like,
did Coco go missing?
A while ago, like a few weeks ago.
And so, she wasn't a stray cat, she was your family cat.
No, family cat. She was a snuggle bun. She'd jump up on the couch, big snuggle. She was a snuggle bun. But the fucking... So I spun the yarn about this on the podcast a few weeks ago. And then bloody Richie... Bloke from Wildcard. He's the captain of the footy club. He heard the podcast and then called mum and was like, hey, Janelle, you actually saw a bloody cat fall out of your car when you were driving up to the footy club a few weeks ago. And I was like, wouldn't that be something you'd probably like just mention?
So he wasn't joking.
No, like, so then they had a full rugby meeting. Richie just like... Never raised it. Never
what
said
to
mum.
What do you mean saw the cat fall out of the car?
So it'd fallen. It must have been up under the car somehow. Mum's driven into
Coco.
Town. Yeah. Because they get up there. If it's the car's off, it's warm, whatever. They just like to go into places and shit. She's taken off, seeing the cat drop out. Now, personally, if I would have seen a cat, whether I thought it was feral or a pet, when I got to the rugby club meeting, I would have been like, I saw a cat fall out of your car.
Oh, so they both went to the rugby club meeting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then Richie just never said anything. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, oh, yeah, I saw that cat fall out.
Oh, so you don't live in the city of Walker. You live a bit out of Walker. So Coco's
gone. It's probably gone.
But could be at a new home. Mm. We lost Jessie once and she came back a month later, I think.
Yeah, these cats are they're resourceful and they're industrious.
It's different to losing a dog.
Yeah.
Like if Toby went missing, it would be fucked. But yeah. Like a cat can come back.
Cats can come back.
It sounds like a song.
It was from the 80s.
Cats can come back.
Yeah, remember?
Cats can come back.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Cats can come back.
And what was the verse though? That's the chorus.
Cats can come back because they are Tabby and Ginger and Sphinxes.
And, yeah, you love this song.
And they go wanderabouts on their own. And then they find their way back to your home because cats are clever. We call them clever little cats. Cats go home, cats go home, cats go home.
This is insane. This is like a fever dream.
I feel like I had a bit of rhyming going
you
on.
You did. The cats coming home one was a good one. And how did the second verse go?
Shit. Nah. Dogs don't come home.
Oh. Oh, dear. What other Lulu?
One more.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
What's the time? What time we've been going for, Dior? Okay, we'll do one more and then we'll do a hotline. Sweet Prince has...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Whatchamacallit.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Lost tomato found aboard International Space Station after 8 months. A lost tomato, Jack. Woo, woo. Call the fruit, the vegetable produce company.
It's not you today.
Because the lost fruit, the lost tomatoes.
Nah, you've used up. You used up everything in that song, kid. I'm sorry. You used everything up in that goddamn song. That beautiful song. You used it all up. Okay.
Technically, a tomato is a fruit.
Correct.
But, so our good friend Frank Rubio headed home already from
space. Wait, what was that first word you tried to say?
Our good friend.
Oh, why'd you say Mog Bell?
Because it was at the end of the sentence. I'm going back to the top of the sentence, Jack.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So the NASA astronauts celebrating the 25th anniversary of the station that the remains of the tiny tomato had been found 8 months after being misplaced. How do you lose a tomato in a spaceship, Jack? NASA, if you're listening, how?
They got big bulky suits on, probably they're
not
peripheral
for a tomato. And then Rubio, who returned to Earth.
The humans.
Rubio, who returned to Earth in September, had been the target of joking accusations for months that he had eaten the space-grown fruit. Space-grown?
Oh, so they're growing it up there.
Yeah. First tomatoes harvested in space. Should have read the first sentence, Jack. So sorry. Well, there you go, guys. You learn something new every day. One, a fruit is a vegetable. Tomato is a vegetable. Tomato is a fruit. And and you can grow tomatoes in space.
You know that fucking speech from Billy Madison? When he's like, we are all now dumber for hearing what you've... This is how, that's how I feel.
Disagree.
I agree.
Disagree.
Mogbello.
Jasmine was her name.
Jasmine
Mogbello.
There
Jasmine.
We go.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
That's the hotline, little tomato boy.
Well, now you're the queen of songs. Do your little jingle for the hotline.
And the hotline, when you call up, you get Judge and Lou and sometimes Dior. And sometimes Burma, and sometimes Tobbs, and then Toby if he comes back from heaven.
Oh God, I got sad real quick, didn't it?
Look at him. Hello. It looks identical to him. The print we've got behind us.
Yeah, shout out to Iconic Signage.
Listening.
Newcastle.
Oh my God, I look glistening from all the sweat.
All right. This one is 6 seconds. I'm just intrigued by it.
Me too. A lot.
Oh, but then he's got one before. Okay. Hold on. 439, 430. Okay.
Let's you must have done a lot of prep, George.
G'day.
Good stuff, really. I just find that to be, I don't know, that drags some emotion out of me. That was just fucking.
I'm sort of lost for words.
I just, she just said it with such vigor.
It was beautiful.
Little pterodactyl cry.
When I jumped in the water in the off the wharf, Lily was there, a couple of others, and at the bottom said that when I did my first jump, I was like, on accident though.
Oh, did you?
Like very icky, me jumping into the water and being like,
oh yeah, don't.
I'm not very graceful or coordinated.
No, buddy. But you're very good at other things.
I'm very good at some.
Okay, fuck it. Now we're just playing smoke up our ass.
It's well, you know, I know that I fumbled a few words today. It's fine.
Okay, let's see what she's come back. She's come back with some heat after okay. that g'day. This will probably be more touching.
Lulu, Judge, how are you? I just listened to the helicopter episode and thought, why not call you from a helicopter? Currently what? Heading out to muster some cows.
Mad.
Yeah, girl.
In a chopper. Anyway, just thought if you've ever wanted to come for a fly, come to Queensland. Anyway, hooroo.
Hooroo in the Zuzu. That's fucking cool.
We would like to.
First call from a chopper.
Yeah, and also, I will say it didn't sound as bad as I expected from a chop.
Smaller vehicles, those ones. They're fucking, have you seen them? Incredibly manoeuvrable. Like they go.
Oh, yeah, they're little baby ones because they go. Zing,
zing, yeah, zing. They're fucking, it's for mustering. They're mad. We would love that at some point. Ever in Queensland, fucking.
Would love.
Yeah, that's living.
Fun.
Now, let's see.
I love that you've done your prep.
I never do, sugar.
Yeah, no shit, champion.
Now, I'm going to go. Was the 9th of December Saturday? Yeah, I like finding these ones because they're a bit naughty. This is 11:25 p.m. Let's see what the bedwetter's doing okay. on the pierce.
Hello, senoritas.
Hello.
Keely and Hayley here. You've been ignoring our other messages, but I just wanted to say that it is my 21st birthday, so you should give me a call, say happy birthday, but not on this number because it's not my phone. Ugh.
Well, fuck me,
or
sweet.
Or call this number. That's love you. Bye, senorita.
We can't.
Should we go to Vegas?
Can we
yes, we should. Love you.
Love
bye.
You. Love you.
We'll
bear
give
witness
you a
for
birthday
life.
Message here because we can't call you back on not your number.
So
we hope you have the sweetest 21st.
But hold on. Was she Healy or Haley?
Oh.
She was Healy.
I thought she said Keely.
Keely? Fuck.
Keely and Haley, whoever's birthday it was, we hope you have the sweetest 21st in the world.
Or was it Keely and Kaylee?
I'm confused. You don't need to confuse me even more today.
Was it Keenan and Kel?
Was it Loretta and Jasper?
Not bad, kid. But seriously, Keely or Kaylee or Healy or Haley.
Happy 21st.
Happy 21st. Hope it was a fucking rip
snorter. It's a great age.
Hope you did a bit of pissing. Hope you sunk some piss. Then proceeded to piss in your respective abode, in your bed.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. What else would you like to say?
Just exactly took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, and
okay.
You're kissing me.
Okie dokie, smoky chokey. Let's see what we got.
Good evening, chumps. And by chumps, I mean Louisa fucking Dalton. I posted a story for you, cunt. Lou, you didn't even like it.
You
fucking. Chucky was the only one that liked it. He fucking reposted me and everything. And Lou, you just sat there doing nothing. Twiddling your big fat 8-year-old thumb. Do better. Keep pissing.
Which story was this?
Well, I don't know.
You never reshare anything. You're an idiot online.
How did this turn on an attack on me for doing the right
but
thing?
But how did I always like if someone tags me in a story, I usually try to see them and like them all. So my fat thumbs must have just missed yours. I'm so sorry.
I did repost a story the other night and it was A bloke was wearing an excuse me, senorita t-shirt. She's run up filming them and he goes, hello, senorita, like that. And it made me giggle. I had a good laugh at it.
Oh, was it outside Fat Lulu's?
Oh, I don't know.
Someone tagged me in one outside Fat Lulu's, which I loved.
Really? Nah, well, if you'd say...
Well, I always make an effort to like everything, so I'm so sorry my fat fingers missed you.
She's lying to you. Next one. Let's see.
Are we on? Guys, I fucking love yous, and fuck you. No, don't say that. I fucking love yous. Send it hard. You guys inspire us to send it, just like everyone else.
Look, Josh is spit, but I don't know about Luke.
I definitely got Big Dick vibes, and Lauren, darling. I love you, Lauren. Chuck one up, Lulu.
Whoa!
I got Big Dick vibes. BDE, they reckon.
Then he said we need to toughen up Lulu.
Yeah, thicken that skin up.
I'm very tough. Have you read the comments that people say about me?
Didn't even flinch. What, you're a 10?
No, very mean things.
Let's focus on the 99% positive Lulu.
Yeah.
And the 1% negative can go on suck a fat fucking cock.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
And what else did we take out of your mouth?
A tomato?
Now, bedwetters, an episode.
The hottest 100, Jack.
Oh, Louisa.
You took the words right out of my mouth yet again.
Oh, fucking hell, this is a new thing.
Tomorrow? Is it tomorrow, Dior, or was it yesterday?
No, it was yesterday.
All right, yesterday the voting started. You know what that means, little senorita.
Holy shit.
Bitches, we want you voting for Doing Time, Nerdy Bra. Vote. We're going to post the link. We're going to get you bedwetters voting so that when the hottest 100 comes out, all of us are going to be sitting around sinking some piss and listening to hopefully both songs.
Correct. Hopefully. But if you only vote for one, do push Nerdy Bra. It's the crown jewel in the repertoire that is our two songs.
We'll bring out an album one day.
I honestly believe one day we will have enough of them.
Oh, we will.
That it'll be like an LP.
We'll have to do another one probably around February, I reckon.
Well, it can be the Cat song.
Great idea.
That's actually a trick.
Oi, we're putting the Cat song as one of the verses. We're doing the Cat song. That's got to be part of it, Judge. It does a bit of a rap and then it goes into the Cat song.
No, I don't think it's a rap.
Do you think it's just
the Cat
song?
I think it's the Cat song.
Done.
I think we write the Cat song. Shit.
What?
We've got to draw those tattoos. I've got to draw those tattoos. So, yeah, sorry, I've been texting.
You're terrified, man.
Sorry. Yep, I've got it. Don't worry, I'm on to it. Vote for the hottest 100. We love you, bedwetters. Huru in the zoo.
Love you, guys.
Catch ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.